election season and America deserves better. Well, do you agree? Is it really that bad? We'll take your calls next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. And breaking news this morning for many Maryland commuters, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway closed at Route 198 in Laurel this morning after some intense overnight police activity. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, what's the latest?
Well, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, like you said, remains closed southbound side at 198. And it all started off as an armed robbery at a diner. And then park police were hearing of a driver driving on the southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway erratically. And then that suspect crashed into seven cars. So they have a major cleanup going on. They have an investigation going on. Then at the scene of the crash, the suspect stole a car. So there was a carjacking after the crash. So a lot that park police are dealing with. And they are also saying that all the injuries there are minor at the scene of the crash. But again, investigation ongoing. Southbound BW Parkway closed at 198. I'll have your alternates and how to work around this mess coming up in the traffic.
Now, we're also told police reportedly have found the stolen car in Northeast Washington, but the suspect is still at large at this hour. There will be no teacher strike in Chicago. The union and the city reached a deal last night. Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Parents and taxpayers will be relieved and, more importantly, reassured that we all came together to work together with a common purpose. And students across Chicago will be in school this morning and on path to a stronger and brighter future.
The deal keeps nearly 400,000 students in class today. The Donald Trump campaign has fired its Virginia chairman, Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart, after Stewart organized a protest outside RNC headquarters.
Trump can't afford to alienate anyone else, especially not the RNC, says Virginia campaign co-chairman John Fredericks.
We're simply not going to condone publicity stunts of leadership personnel that appear to be done for their own future political gain.
Stewart is running for governor and rose to prominence across the Commonwealth for his association with Trump.
Really, his only hope was to try to break through among certain grassroots Republican voters.
UVA political scientist Jeffrey Skelly says Stewart's chances were also hurt when the Virginia GOP went with a primary over a convention for next year. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And Corey Stewart will join us live next hour here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Hillary Clinton says she wants to double the child tax credit and increase the amount that low-income families can get back in refunds. Donald Trump has also proposed a tax deduction for child care, which could provide greater benefit to higher-income families. The killing floods are far from over in North Carolina, where Hurricane Matthew is passing, has pushed at least three rivers to record levels. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis says the devastation in the eastern part of the state is extensive.
Matthew has moved well into the northern latitudes, but in its wake, we have billions of dollars worth of damage, and rivers and streams continue to fill up. They're at or above flood stage because we have so much water. The ground was already saturated.
Rescuers are back at work this morning across eastern North Carolina. Metro closes at midnight every night, but today the D.C. Council will be voting to ask Metro to resume late-night weekend service.
As SafeTrack work continues, there's been talk by Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld about keeping the hours as is. But today, in what's considered a symbolic vote, members of D.C.'s council are expected to pass a resolution to make sure Metro's board knows how important late-night service is to them. This is D.C. Council member and Metro board chair Jack Evans.
Washington's a big city. We want to show that we are, like London, Paris, New York, and keep our subway system open.
A public hearing on Metro's hours of operation will be held on the 20th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,329, the NASDAQ at 5,329. Sports, the Nationals are now one win away from advancing to the NLCS, so are the Cubs. American League Cleveland advances with a sweep of the Red Sox. Monday Night Football, the Buccaneers win. NBA preseason, the Wizards lose. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush. We just want to laugh.
Oh. The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL. Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters try to avoid the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The closure still in place. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway shut down at 198. That's your detour point. And I'm looking at delays before you even get to Route 32. And just at a crawl through that stretch. Options and alternates. Route 1, I-95, 29. As you want to push south down toward the Beltway through Laurel and avoid the closure on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now, the northbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, your travel lanes are open. Ongoing investigation continues in northbound. You can see a lot of that activity, so rubbernecking through that stretch. Let's get you in through town. Southeast-Southwest Freeway, lanes open each direction. DC 295 South, seeing some of that volume forming, heading south past East Capitol Street. Southeast DC, they have 6th Street and Mississippi Avenue closed each direction with police activity there. On 66, the volume only with us through Manassas Centerville and through Falls Church. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly clear and crisp mornings and sunny afternoons with temperatures hovering a couple degrees below normal right on through tomorrow. Sunshine with some afternoon clouds today, 67. Partial clouds tonight, 52. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 69. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Manassas, 43 in Frederick, 46 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. The French president wants Russia taken to criminal court over its role in Aleppo. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington Cubs talk coming up at 7:05 this morning. Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner on all the Hillary documents that have been leaked of late. What's in them? She'll give us a rundown. At 7:15, Corey Stewart got fired yesterday because he organized a protest outside RNC headquarters. Turns out, Donald doesn't like when his Virginia state chair does that, so he's been fired. But he'll talk to us about it at 7:15. At 7:35, Michael Durso, we talked about it a moment ago, Montgomery County School Board is challenging the governor on the calendar for the school year. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
So are you ashamed at the American political process for what we're going through right now? Did you find this debate Sunday night disgraceful? Are you one of those people who constantly wring their hands and say, of the 350 million Americans, we couldn't find anyone better than these two people? Do you think that what we're witnessing right now is tantamount to the World Wrestling Federation rather than the dignified American political process that we've all grown to respect so much? Give us a call at 888-630-9625. Or are you like me? When you hear political pundits and news anchors and the wise old hands of Washington, D.C. wringing their hands over what we're going through right now, saying, I've never in my life seen anything so awful. Can't we do better than this? Do you hear that and then think to yourself, really? What's so awful about this? I mean, we're seeing politicians do what politicians do, and they're using whatever tools in their tool belt to attack their opponent because they want to win. And isn't that what this is supposed to be? 888-630-9625. Here's Bob Schieffer a man that we're all supposed to respect because he's been able to stick around and keep a job for a long time here in this town. This is right after the debate Sunday night, talking to Norah O'Donnell.
People keep asking me, have I ever seen anything like this? And I keep saying no. And I just hope to God I don't see another campaign like this one. America can do better than what we have seen here tonight. This was just disgraceful.
There wasn't much presidential about some of the discussion, Bob Schieffer.
Well, this was WrestleMania.
It's WrestleMania. There's nothing presidential about this. I don't know. Maybe I don't hold our politicians up to such a high platform. And maybe I know enough about history to know that we've had pretty dirty politics in our country ever since, well, since 1800, I'd say. Those first two elections, George Washington, it was pretty much on a high plateau because there was really no two-party system, frankly. And when John Adams ran the first time against Thomas Jefferson, there were little things in the background said, but really things all sort of opened up when Aaron Burr openly campaigned against Jefferson. And then things started to go downhill from there. I mean, I'm sorry. That's the truth of the matter. Things have been ugly in American politics for quite some time. Now, Bob Schieffer, maybe he covered the Aaron Burr Jefferson election.
Yes, he might have been around.
He remembers it differently than I do. But I'm just done with that conversation. I mean, come on. Looking back on Sunday night's debate, I didn't see anything disgraceful. The only thing that was disgraceful was that the conversation seemed to be steering toward Hillary Clinton's wheelhouse more often than it should have been. And thank God Donald Trump finally learned how to bring his talking points in and not follow the moderator's lead and say, okay, I know you want to talk about that, but the American people want to talk about this. And the fact that he brought some of the victims of Bill Clinton to the audience, people are saying that was beyond the pale. Well, come on. If the media wants to wring their hands and complain about the conversation that we're having in American politics, then they got to look in the mirror and blame themselves because they're the ones who have made a big deal out of things that most Americans don't care about. I would love to have a high-minded conversation about our liberties and our rights and the role of the federal government and the role of the executive branch in our government. That ship has sailed. We're not going to have that conversation. We've got the one that we've got right now, and I'm sorry, Bob Schieffer, but I can't agree with your assessment.
This was just disgraceful.
Well, look in the mirror, because the media has made it disgraceful, I think. What do you think? 888-630-WMAO.
Well, I think it was disgraceful. I thought that Martha Raddatz and Anderson Cooper were absolutely disgraceful in the way they conducted themselves as moderators. So,
okay.
In that regard, I do agree with Bob Schieffer. Of course, he didn't have
I don't think that's what he was talking
I don't think
about.
I don't think that's what he was talking about either, but I actually did think it was quite disgraceful. Look, I mean, the criticism that Bob Schieffer aims is at Donald Trump. And what did Donald Trump do? He called Hillary Clinton a liar. Okay, it's not wrong to point out something if it's true. And there, more than a few Americans believe that Hillary Clinton has a problem with the truth and that she can't tell a straight story. I don't think it's improper of Donald Trump to point that out. And then we talked about it earlier. Donald Trump says, look, if I were president, I will appoint a special prosecutor. I'll ask my attorney general to appoint a special prosecutor, and there'll be an investigation. And, if I were in charge, you'd be in jail. I don't think that's inappropriate either because, look, more than a few Americans believe that Hillary Clinton has done things that would put any other human being on the planet in jail. I mean, it was pointed out in the vice presidential debates that either one of the two Marines who were the sons of the vice presidential candidates, if they had done the same thing that Hillary Clinton had done, they would have done time. They would have been in the brig. They would have been court-martialed. And that's true. Any other human being on the planet mishandles, classified data, and they go and do some time at the Gray Bar Hotel. For Donald Trump to point that out is not wrong. It's well within the boundaries. So, I really disagree with my friend Bob Schieffer on this one. The only thing that was disgraceful about it was the way the moderators handled themselves.
Is he your buddy there? You guys go golfing together?
We've hung out.
You go hang out?
You're
hanging out with Bob Schieffer?
I like Bob as a person very much. I disagree with him.
Is he a beer man, a wine man? What is he drinking?
It's not like we hang out at each other's homes.
I used to
work on Capitol Hill at the same time he worked on Capitol, so I know him.
You have stories, don't you?
No.
You got some stories.
No.
Was there a hot mic moment?
No, there's never been one of those.
All right, I'm just checking.
Why aren't you doing this?
John in Fredericksburg, you're first up on WMAL. Is this a disgraceful race we're watching, John?
Well, I mean, it was guaranteed to be dirty with Hillary in the race. She's been grasping for this office since they were in the White House before, and she'll do absolutely anything to get it. If someone else had been nominated for the Republicans, he'd be 15 or 20 points behind right now because he'd be nice. And with Trump in the race, that's not going to happen. So too bad.
John, you make a very good point. I remember 2 years ago saying that 2016 is going to be one of the dirtiest campaigns we are ever going to see because the Clintons play hardball. They bring out all the weapons. They leave nothing in the tank. They're going to throw it all out there, and they've already got their opposition research working anyway. If anything, they were behind the eight ball on this one because they weren't planning on Donald Trump, but now we're seeing the fruits of their labor. Thank you, John. More of your calls in a moment. Do you agree with Bob Schieffer? Do you think that what we're experiencing right now...
This was just disgraceful.
Oh, it's just disgraceful. Or are you okay with this campaign? 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and the big story continues to be on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway shut down. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway at 198, so you cannot get past 198 toward 197. Big delays already before Route 32, and that's no surprise. So over with your alternates. Route 1, 95, 29, you push through Laurel on those roads. We're seeing some of that delay forming on I-95, of course, as the morning rush hour progresses. Now, U.S. Park Police, the only thing they can tell me is they hope they may have a lane open at 7:30, but that's just a loose guess because they're dealing with multiple cars involved in this crash. Now, let's go elsewhere. Route 5, Branch Avenue, Stratz Road, crash reported 210. I'm looking at a lot of volume pushing northbound, heading up toward the Beltway and Palmer, but I don't have anything reported along the way on 210. On 66 and 95, the volume with us, heavy across the 14th Street Bridge where that volume starts to form onto the freeway with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a beautiful fall day today. Sunny, partly cloudy, high 67. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low of 52. And then tomorrow, we'll have a few passing clouds. Otherwise, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 69. Right now, it's 48 degrees at 617.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
You hear it all the time from news commentators, pundits, and reporters that this is just one of the dirtiest, most disgraceful campaigns, and America deserves better. Well, America, through its primary process, chose these candidates. And do you agree that this is really such a disgraceful campaign we're witnessing? Or do you think in the long view of American political history, this is pretty much par for the course? 888-630-WMAL. It's remarkable, by the way, we're coming off of a last presidential campaign where the media spent literally weeks worth of coverage on Mitt Romney driving in his car with a dog in a carrier on the roof of his car. But they think that this discussion is disgraceful. What they're disgraced about and what they're really upset about is that we actually have a candidate going after Hillary Clinton with every possible weapon that he can, bringing up her complicit behavior with her husband's actions and bringing up what everyone knows, as you said, Brian, about the Benghazi affair and about the emails. And the media thinks that that's just disgraceful. That's what we're witnessing here. Mario and Ashburn, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think, Mario?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, as you guys compared it earlier to WWE wrestling, and, you know, I'm a WWE wrestling fan, and I watch it with my daughter, who's 10. And I'll tell you, that's more appropriate to watch with your children than what's going on right now. It's crazy.
Wait, what is so inappropriate about this political process, Mario? What is it that you don't want your kids to see?
The word, listen, first of all, I'm an independent, and I'm Hispanic, which puts me at odds with pretty much every one of my friends. I voted for Romney last time, and I did vote Republican for the most part. However, this time around, just the whole context of things are not what we need to be hearing, not what children need to be hearing right now, especially from both sides, but especially some of the things that have come out of the last couple of weeks. You know,
are you talking about the Trump tapes? Are you talking about the Trump tapes?
Yeah, not just that, but just, you know, when you start hearing him talk in the past and how they do play those clips about how he speaks about women, that's just not somebody I'm comfortable with. And I will tell you, I would rather have anybody else other than Hillary representing the Democratic Party, because I think it's horrible. However, I'm taking the lesser of two evils here, as many people are who can go either way. And the lesser of two evils in this situation, and I know you guys believe it in the bottom of your heart. You may not say it on the radio, but the lesser of two evils in this particular situation has to be Hillary if we have to make a choice.
I need to speak for myself. I do not agree with that 100%.
Yeah, Mario, trust me. Brian and I spend hours talking on the air. Nothing's written down for us. It's all extemporaneous. And if we weren't telling you exactly what we believe from the bottom of our heart, you would know it. Everyone listening would know it, and you wouldn't like it. Trust me, what you hear is what you get. Thank you for the call, though. How about Larry in Fairfax? You're on WMAL. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Larry. Good morning.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that the complaint of Bob Schaefer lies squarely on his shoulders and his cronies in the media, who, if they had done their due diligence and vetted Hillary Clinton and spent as much time on her emails and all the shenanigans she has done at the State Department, we wouldn't be in this place. But because Bob Schaefer, okay, and the people in the media have their, Hillary is their number one person, that's why he is in this situation. I'm glad Donald Trump is sticking it to him.
Yeah, it was going to be ugly either way with Hillary in the mix. I agree with you, Larry. And by the way, you talk about Bob Schieffer not doing his job vetting candidates. Don't you remember like right before, it's like a week or 2 weeks before the 2008 election, when Bob Schieffer, I think he was on, I can't remember who he was on with, I'm not sure who he was on with, but I remember him talking, doing pre-election analysis. It may have been Charlie Rose, because mm-hmm. Charlie Rose is sort of the other old sage there at CBS News. And he said, you know, it's amazing. The American people really don't know much about this man, Barack Obama. Remember that? We don't really know a lot about Barack Obama 2 weeks before the election. And gee, Bob, last I checked, you're the anchor of Face the Nation. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should have a guest or two on to find out who this man is. Great point, Larry in Fairfax. More of your calls in a moment. It's 6:22.
In the Now, the new album from the legendary Grammy Award winning singer, songwriter, and producer, Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb, In the Now, available now.
At Cascades Dental, every new smile begins with a story.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists. Terrified of all dentists, any kind of dental work. I was afraid of the pain. I was afraid of the shame. And always very shy and not willing to smile. Not a lot of closed mouth smiles, you know, in photos. I asked a lot of my peers and I looked for the best smiles I could see. And what was interesting about it was that every single one of them said Cascades Dental. Well, that's exactly how I found Dr. Rebrelia. I've never met a dentist that has taken the time out to get to know me as a person, to understand my needs, my fears, my concerns. It's incredibly professional, but so relaxed. It's like walking into a family. I love them all. I mean, I walked out of the office with an incredible smile. I had never had that. And I actually feel younger than, and I feel like I look younger than I ever have before.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
There's nothing like getting home from work and seeing a package you've ordered, but then discovering it's been stolen. Protect your packages. 7 on Your Side shows you how to outsmart porch pirates. Watch ABC 7 News at 6 tonight when you get home.
Tonight, it's a whole new night of ABC Funny Premiere. Starting with The Middle on its new night.
They're growing up, moving on.
Good. It's American Housewife, the new comedy they're calling flat out awesome.
The freezer, I asked you to hide the candy, not make it more delicious.
New time for Fresh Off the Boat in Taiwan with guest star Ken Jeong.
We flew direct.
And The Real O'Neals. New time, more What the Funny.
I'm just gonna hop on the Rainbow Bat phone and call everyone.
Followed by Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side. 7 on Your Side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words 7 on Your Side.
Hey, it's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. As a radio personality, my success is based solely on my relationship with you, my audience. And because of that, I manage my credibility with the utmost diligence. I do not endorse an advertiser if I have not either used them or researched them and vetted them, the owners and previous customers, myself. Timeshare Exit Team has helped thousands of former timeshare owners become non-timeshare owners, including many of you. I want to encourage you, if you've been considering getting out of your timeshare, if your lifestyle has changed and your timeshare no longer fits in, if you're dreading the maintenance fee that's about to arrive because it's that time of year, call my friends at Timeshare Exit Team. Go in for the free consultation, look at your options, and then, if you want out, know that they stand behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway closed. Southbound, we have major problems. Accident investigation ongoing. Multiple cars have been involved in this. Southbound in Laurel. After 198, before 197, so plan already for your options and your alternates to get south through Laurel. I-95, yes, picking up the volume, but your travel lanes are open. 29 out of Columbia in through Laurel, Burtonsville, with your travel lanes open. Route 1, another option for you. What you need to know, too, is that the northbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway remains open between 197 and 198 if you're pushing northbound, so you can use the northbound lanes. Let's get you around the Beltway topside call. College Park, the Silver Spring, starting to fill in some of that volume. We're still in pretty good shape to the Wilson Bridge. 66 pushing through Manassas near the Business 234 at a minor crash, quickly over to the shoulder. Still a little bit of volume in through Falls Church. And for Metrorail, Green Line with single tracking, due to unscheduled track repairs between Greenbelt and College Park. Expect delays. Update is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Come celebrate the 75th anniversary of Dickie's Barbecue with a special anniversary combo meal that includes a pulled pork sandwich, delicious coleslaw side, and a limited edition anniversary cup for just $7.50. This combo deal is here the whole month of October. Visit Dickies.com for Dickies location nearest you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will be in the upper 60s today and tomorrow. Clear start to the day today with some high clouds this afternoon. Let's make it 67. Tonight, partial clouds, 52. Suburbs a little cooler. Sunshine with some clouds tomorrow up near 69. Even warmer, mid-70s by Thursday. I'm Eddie Rounds. It's Ray Stidgey, the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Right now, 48 degrees in the nation's capital, 627 on WMAL.
This was just disgraceful.
Says a CBS senior old person there, Bob Schieffer. I don't know what his job is now. I think his job is to just sit there and be the old guy in the room and give us his perspective, saying because, you know, he... And that's fine. That's fine. But really, is it tut-tut time about this presidential election? Is this more like WrestleMania, as he says? Karen in Virginia, you're next up on WMAL. Is this an unprecedented political process we're witnessing, Karen?
Well, I think that it's ridiculous. We forgot, or Bob Schieffer didn't say how awful it was when the papers were splashed all over about Monica Lewinsky and having the blue dress and oral whatever on the radio and television. My boys were young then, probably my son was 7, and he came up to me and he asked me straight out, Mommy, what is the president doing? I don't understand what this oral was.
Yep.
I was appalled.
Yeah, I know, Karen.
Why was he disgusted then? Why is just because the Donald said something 10 or 12 years ago? It's ridiculous.
Karen, you're right, and there are so many millennials. I can't tell you how many millennials have said, boy, I learned about that sexual behavior as a child when Bill Clinton was president, as a child, and many parents had to wrestle with that. And it all could have been avoided if Bill Clinton had done what any normal, respectful president before him would have done, which is resign in the face of what was about to happen and in the face of him knowing very well what was what were the contents of the testimony that he was about to expose the American people to. But he didn't, and he was celebrated. He was celebrated by the likes of one Bob Schieffer, because, you know,
this was just disgraceful.
All the pearl clutching is really something to witness. It's 629 on WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer. stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL, Mike Pence sticking with his man, Donald Trump, but Paul Ryan, not so much. We'll give you the latest after this.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning that's making the commute difficult for many Marylanders. The southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway's closed at Route 198 in Laurel after overnight police activity. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's going on at the scene?
Well, cleanup continues. We have a lot of debris. We had about 7 cars involved in this crash. So investigation, cleanup continues. Southbound shut down at 198. Now, what you need to know, too, is that the northbound lanes of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway are getting by the scene of the crash. We have some rubbernecking delays, but the southbound closed, northbound open. More coming up in traffic.
Police say the incident all started overnight with an armed robbery at a diner near Laurel. Sergeant Anna Rose is with U.S. Park Police.
We received a call for an erratic driver on the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway south of Route 198. When we arrived on the scene, we came to find there had been several crashes and a vehicle had come to rest on the Big Patuxent overpass. The witnesses state that the driver of that car got out of the car and had a gun, fired at least one shot that didn't strike anyone or anything, and carjacks another vehicle.
Police reportedly have now found that stolen car in Northeast D.C., but the suspect still at large. Prince William County Board Chair Corey Stewart's been fired as Virginia chairman of the Donald Trump campaign after leading a protest yesterday outside RNC headquarters. Stewart says he was willing to sacrifice his post in order to make his point that the RNC has turned its back on Trump. Corey Stewart will join us live next hour here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Rescuers are back out this morning across eastern North Carolina, helping save people trapped by floodwaters left behind by Hurricane Matthew. And those who do make it back to their homes are often finding nothing to go back to.
I don't understand it. There's a few things that can be cleaned and saved, but just about everything's gone.
Officials say at least 3 rivers will reach record levels in North Carolina, with some not cresting until Friday. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,329, the Nasdaq at 5329. Sports, homers from Jason Wirth and Anthony Rendon lead the Nationals to a Game 3 win over the Dodgers. The Giants stay alive with a Game 3 win over the Cubs. American League, Cleveland eliminates the Red Sox. Monday Night Football, Tampa Bay wins. The NBA preseason, the Wizards lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through October, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide. The Window Man can. See us for saving details.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 east through Manassas, Centerville slow. And the latest problem had been the broken down eastbound right near 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks to the shoulder. But with the VDOT truck there, everyone's slowing to get through. That's the culprit of your delays. For 95, typical volume through Stafford, Woodbridge, now in Newington. Now let's go to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We've been talking about this all morning. Shut down. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway remains closed southbound at 198. Northbound, your lanes are open. So the roads running parallel. Some of your options, alternates, plan in advance to avoid the Baltimore-Washington Parkway heading into Laurel. Maybe use Route 1, I-95, or 29 South. And those lanes currently open for you pushing down through Laurel and toward the Beltway. Both Route 4 and Route 5 slowing to get to the Beltway. North on 4 near Dower House Road had an incident, and northbound 5, the ramp to get onto the inner loop. That's where crews were dealing with an incident as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will be in the upper 60s today and tomorrow. Clear start to the day today with some high clouds this afternoon. Let's make it 67. Tonight, partial clouds, 52. Suburbs a little cooler. Sunshine with some clouds tomorrow up near 69. Even warmer, mid-70s by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Haymarket, 37 in Gaithersburg, 46 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 637. You're listening to WMAL. Of course you are, because it's where Washington comes to talk, especially on days like this. Coming up at 7:05, Sarah Westwood, Washington Examiner. She's been pouring through the latest email leak that exposes quite a bit about Hillary Clinton. We'll get the latest to you. 7:15, Corey Stewart just got canned by the Trump campaign in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He'll state his case right here at 7:15. And at 7:35, Michael Dorso, Montgomery County School Board President, explain why he defied the governor's order on the school calendar. And then at 8:35, we'll wrap things up with Larry Kudlow. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Last night, my running mate, he showed the American people was in his heart. He showed humility to the American people. And then he fought back and turned the focus to the choice that we face. And I'm proud to stand with Donald Trump.
Well, if anybody had any doubt about where Mike Pence stood about all of the stuff that has unfolded over the last few days, he made it very clear yesterday that he is absolutely on board, 1,000%. He's standing with Donald Trump. He says that he believes that although he can't condone what was said, he does have, as a man of faith, the ability to forgive. Here's more from Mike Pence.
You know, it takes a big man to know when he's wrong and to admit it. And to have the humility to apologize and be transparent and be vulnerable with people. And Donald Trump last night showed that he's a big man.
And that makes it very clear. Now, I mean, a lot of people wondered, actually, to be honest with you, really wondered what Mike Pence would do, because he canceled an event after all of this stuff broke down and came out about the Billy Bush bus tape, and decided that he was going to sit out for a little bit and let things percolate. And then after Donald Trump gave his great performance, and after Donald Trump made some comments in saying that he had acted, he was embarrassed by the things that happened and apologized for them, Mike Pence came back and says, I'm in 1,000%, made no doubts about it. That has not universally been the response within the Republican Party. I think we have to take note. Paul Ryan, for one, has said that he's not going to unendorse the nominee, but he's also has had a conference call with Republicans, and in that conference call, the message went out to those Republicans who were concerned about being attached to the Donald Trump, that they are free to go their way. They can go any direction they want to go. So within the party right now, we have a lot of people who are sticking with Donald Trump and a few who are saying they're going to go their own way, especially when it comes to those who are running for re-election. So that's where we are right now in the Republican Party, and it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds in the days going forward. But I'm curious as to how people will react to this when it comes time to cast their ballots in November.
It's interesting, the reaction after this audio hit, because, you know, my first reaction was, let me see, this was Donald Trump 2005, 11 years ago. Yeah, he was a Bill Clinton-loving Democrat. Of course he talked like that back then. That sort of went with the territory, right? Here's an interesting thing about how this town works, and maybe you can shed some light on it because you've got experience. This message that went out to Republican congressmen yesterday by Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, saying, you know, you don't have to support Donald Trump and go your own way and just make sure you protect your own reelection. First of all, how is that different than any other year? I mean, honestly, I remember multiple Republicans having to go their own way and not support the candidate at various times, right? Is this any different than any other time? Of course, a campaign is just going to protect their own reelection, right? I mean, that's right. And by the way, up until yesterday, Ron Johnson had already done that. Mike Kirk had already done that in Illinois, the Senate candidates. And by the way, they're losing. So, you know, great reward there for going their own way. But here's the other thing. Why do I know what Paul Ryan told all these congressmen? How do I know? This was a private conversation. This is whatever missive he sent down, which, again, I contend he didn't have to send out. Every politician is going to fight for their own survival anyway. Who's out there saying, well, geez, I'd really like to abandon Donald Trump because I'm going to lose re-election, but I got to stand by. Who's doing that? No one is. So why are we even having this conversation?
Because the information came out.
It just organically came out?
Yeah, it does. That's
really
the way
how
these
does
things
that happen? So who does it serve?
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, the reason we know about this is because Paul Ryan wanted us to know about this.
I think
because
that's fair.
Paul Ryan is setting himself up to run for president. And I find it somewhat despicable. Why do we know about this? Why was this leaked? Why was this put out there? Why was it even said it didn't have to be said? I have a lot of respect for Paul Ryan, but let me just say something. Does he think it was easy 4 years ago to have to defend him when he was called some evil man who was throwing granny over a cliff or over a mountain because he wanted to reform Medicare? Well, no, it took some effort to do that, but we did, didn't we?
We did.
Do you think it was easy to defend the ticket when Mitt Romney was somewhat buffoonish once in a while and said things like binders full of women and whatever? No, we had to do some tap dancing. We had to explain exactly what was going on, but we were capable of doing it, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were, because we believed in something a little bit bigger at the time. And I am a little disappointed in Paul Ryan for not doing the same.
It is now 6:43.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you're looking to sell your home or if you know someone who wants to sell their home, then I'm here to tell you how important it is to call the right real estate agent. You need an experienced realtor that can get you top dollar and that gets results. My friends, Realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are the best of the best. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros that are top-ranked by the Wall Street Journal with years of experience selling homes across the entire area. Listen, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds get their sellers 6% more money and sell 3 times faster than the average agent. Your home is one of the most important assets you have, and that's why you need big-time pros like Sarah and Debbie to help you make the most money. They already have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. And to top it off, Debbie and Sarah will guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
What a morning it's been. Baltimore-Washington Parkway remains shut down. Southbound and Laurel, you cannot get past 198. That's the diversion point. Big delays, obviously, for commuters trying to head south out of Jessup and in toward Laurel. So alternates will be Route 1, I-95, picking up a lot of the bailout traffic. That's no surprise. And 29 as you come out of Columbia and down toward Burtonsville. Those roads that run parallel to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway working as your options. Now, what you need to know, too, is if you're on 197, you are able to go south on the BW Parkway. You're beyond the activity of the crash. And northbound, you can get by as well. Very slow, 270. Looking at delays now, most of the way through Urbana into Clarksburg, Germantown in Rockville. Route 4, heavy to get past Dower House Road. That's where we had an incident. Route 5, still in the delays, heading up toward Camp Springs. Now, we may have a new crash on Route 5 before you get to the Capitol Beltway. 66 East on the shoulder at 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, causing those delays through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warming temperatures on the backside of high pressure. A few clouds, a clear sky this morning, this afternoon. Sun with some high clouds, 67 degrees. Tonight, partial clouds down near 52. Suburbs down into the 40s. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, 69. Mid-70s, more sunshine on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 degrees in the nation's capital at 647.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
If you are a Samsung user and you've been waiting with bated breath for the Galaxy Note 7, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. They've recalled 2.5 million phones in September, of course, because of exploding and incendiary batteries. They've been working on a fix on this. And if you're waiting for the new version, you know, the version that won't catch on fire in your purse or back pocket, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer. According to the Samsung corporate office, they're now saying that the consumer safety remains a top priority, and they say consumers with either an original Galaxy Note 7 or replacement, or even the replacement Galaxy Note 7 device, should power down and stop using the device and take advantage of the remedies available. Most of those remedies involve getting either a Note 5 or a Galaxy.
Getting another kind of phone, that's right.
A Samsung Galaxy Edge, I think it's the 7 Edge, which my lovely wife has, because she's a huge Samsung fan, and she's been dying to get that Note 7, and I guess she's got to wait a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, apparently they had replacement batteries for some of these things, and even the replacement batteries failed and caught on fire, and so it's very rare to see me say, power down and stop using the device.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bad day for Samsung, no doubt about it.
The lithium batteries are supposed to be smaller and much more efficient and charge much faster in the Note 7. It was one of the big selling points about the Note 7, but apparently there's some kind of short circuit going on between the negative and positive electrodes, and it's causing many of these phones to overheat and then causing what's being called explosions or meltdowns of the phones. And 2.5 million devices have been recalled.
That's a lot of phones.
And there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. And that's unfortunate because, well, a lot of people are waiting for that Note 7. It looks like an awesome phone.
Yeah.
They can just get the battery working right.
And if you wanted to say, for example, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get the iPhone 7, well, the problem is you can't get them. There are just not many of them out there.
Yeah, I've got an iPhone 6, and Meredith has the Galaxy 7 Edge, which she has been having just in the interim. This is her interim phone until the Note 7 is released. And I got to say, I've seen them both side by side. I haven't seen the iPhone 7 yet, but I haven't heard a whole bunch about it. But the Galaxy S7 Edge is fantastic, and it doesn't catch on fire.
Well, that's a good thing.
Which is a plus.
Yeah,
it's a real benefit.
Basically, a good thing if your phone does not catch on
fire.
That's
generally speaking. But anyway, the bottom line here, as Drake would say, if you do still have a Galaxy Note 7 in your pocket or in your purse,
shut it down.
It's going to be all right. Go get yourself a new phone. Or, you know what? Go without for a while. It's okay, too. Just shut it down, baby. Shut it down.
When you're buying a new roof, a competitive price is crucial. But the real difference is quality. And New Look Home Design is a proven quality leader. That's why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Time to check in on your money, see what it's doing, see if it's if your portfolio is exploding like a Samsung Note 7. Chuck Kamlick at CNBC will tell you everything you need to know.
Well, exploding might not be the word. Imploding might be a little better today. Stocks are going to give back some of those big gains we saw yesterday. Futures point to a lower open. Samsung is the big story. Now, permanently giving up on the Galaxy Note 7 phones. Stop making them, stop producing them, stop selling them. It wants owners to shut them off and put them away because they could catch fire. No strike in Chicago, where the teachers union agreed to a tentative contract deal last night. Chicago is the third largest school system in the country. Fiat Chrysler and the Canadian Auto Workers Union struck a tentative deal last night. A strike in Canada would have put a dent in the production of Chrysler minivans and that new Chrysler Pacifica. Bad news for lobster lovers. Prices for those crustaceans is up to an 11-year high because of millennial demand for lobster rolls. Prices have nearly doubled in 7 years. And in an unrelated story, maybe, the company that owns Chicken of the Sea Tuna is buying a stake in Red Lobster. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. I invite you to join me on the stand-up tour.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for a free live event in Washington, D.C., featuring a Bible-strong message and worship led by special musical guest Charles Billingsley, featuring L.U. Praise. We'll see you October 20th at the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. Request your free tickets today by visiting davidjeremiah.org/standup.
This planet is so gorgeous and so incredibly beautiful that I can't get enough of it. I just can't. Your passion's important, but if your body aches and if your heel feels like you've got a nail stuck in it and won't come out, trust me, it's going to wear you down. The Goodfeet store knew what they were talking about and took the time to really dial in what I needed. I'm Dale, and that's my Goodfeet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
6:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And that's what we're trying to do, make our commuters get south through the Laurel area. Still shut down. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway closed southbound because of a multi-car crash investigation. Debris, a lot going on. You cannot get past 198. So, think about your alternates. Plan in advance. You'll need extra time. Head over to Route 1, 95, or 29, those roads that run parallel to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and the southbound closure. Northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, your travel lanes are open. Still struggling on Route 4 here, Pennsylvania Avenue, trying to head up toward the Beltway and past Dower House Road. That's where we had an incident. Police tell me it's on the shoulder, but delays continue to grow. Same story with Route 5 through Clinton and up through to Camp Springs. We had a crash. Again, that was reported to be cleared out of the travel lane. Beltway through Annandale, volume north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge, just on the brakes. Lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warming temperatures on the backside of high pressure. A few clouds, a clear sky this morning, this afternoon. Sun with some high clouds, 67 degrees. Tonight, partial clouds down near 52. Suburbs down into the 40s. On Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, 69. Mid-70s, more sunshine on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 47 degrees in your nation's capital at 6:57.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Something to think about.
with Mike Rogers.
The once leader of the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin, was responsible for over 20 million deaths during his reign in power. Between 1922 and 1952, he used his state security services to implement a reign of terror and control on his population. He used forced collectivization, gulags, and purges to kill opponents. After the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, the country broke up its security services into several different agencies, the rough equivalent of our FBI, CIA, and Secret Service. They went from being called the KGB to the FSB, SVR, and FSO. Under Russian President Vladimir Putin, the security services have become more aggressive. The Russians have more spies in the United States today than they did at the height of the Cold War. So what to do? Well, Putin has announced that he'll recombine the security services like the old KGB, except he won't call them the KGB. That might bring back bad memories. Instead, he'll call it the MGB. That's what Stalin called it. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies, we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsforFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
Coming up on WMAL, we're joined in studio by the one and only James Rosen of Fox News Channel. He's got a brand new book about William F. Buckley, but, you know, James Rosen, he'll talk about anything, and we'll get him to talk about anything. Plus, at 7:35, Michael Durso, the president of the Montgomery County School Board. All that coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge.